All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, after barely missing the playoffs in 2017, the Milwaukee Brewers are looking like a legit contender here in 2018. The Brewers are 41-27, which is good enough for first place in the National League Central, as they have a 1.5-game lead over the Chicago Cubs, in spite of the fact that the Cubbies have had their way with the Brewers this season. Now, manager Craig Counsell has really kept this Brewers team rolling this season, and they are looking good. You look at the acquisitions of outfielder Christian Yelich from the Miami Marlins and outfielder Lorenzo Cain, who once upon a time was in the Brewers farm system, and he was a part of a trade to the Kansas City Royals that saw the Brewers acquire starting pitcher Zach Greinke several years back. Now, Milwaukee's bullpen has been solid, as you know, they're racking up the saves. But I look at this Milwaukee team, and for them to be a legit contender in the postseason, they're going to need themselves another arm. And one guy that definitely comes to mind is Texas Rangers starting pitcher Cole Hamels. He's had success previously pitching in the National League. Of course, he helped the Philadelphia Phillies win the World Series back in 2008, and this guy can still get it done at a productive level. Brewers general manager David Stearns, has shown in the past that he is not afraid to go out there and make a big time move in order to upgrade this team's roster, and I think he could do it again. Now, you look at Milwaukee and what they've done this month. They've been up and down, but I think it was big for them earlier this week to take 2 out of 3 at home versus the Chicago Cubs. They lost that heartbreaker on Monday night in 11 innings to the Cubs, but after that, they came back and scored consecutive shutouts over the Cubs. And of course, the Cubs offense has been struggling, but you know what? Credit to Milwaukee for being able to take advantage of that. And that was big because, like I said before, Milwaukee has not been good against the Cubbies this season. And in order for Milwaukee to win this division, they are definitely going to have to go through the Cubs. Now, you look at this weekend, the Brewers will be home for a 3-game set with the Philadelphia Phillies, who are playing some good baseball, before they set out on the road for a quick 3-game series versus the Pittsburgh Pirates. And then it's back at home for a big 4-game set versus the St. Louis Cardinals. And of course, you can never look past the Cardinals in the National League Central. After that, things ease up a little bit for Milwaukee. They'll have 2 at home with Kansas City, followed by 4 on the road with the Cincinnati Reds, and then it's 3 at home versus the Minnesota Twins. So I look at this Brewers team, I don't think they're going anywhere as far as falling out of contention. They were so close last year. They missed the playoffs by 1 game, falling short of that second wild card berth. And credit to this organization, they have not felt sorry for themselves. They've gone out there, they've attempted to get better, they've gotten better, and I think when the regular season ends this year, they will still be playing. So folks, that is going to wrap it up, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books, and although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.